I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, June 25th. There are now 1,263 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 130 deaths. 1,070 people have recovered. There are 11 active cases, and 52 cases have been referred for treatment. There are over 107,000 cases confirmed statewide. A Quincy man is one of about two dozen people charged in a major drug trafficking operation in the greater Boston area. 37-year-old Hassan Monroe was arrested during the federal raids that took place this week in Boston, Braintree, Randolph, and Holbrook. Officials say the suspects were dealing in cocaine and marijuana. Officers seized a large quantity of drugs, over $500,000 in cash, and over 40 firearms. 20-year-old Julian Gilmartin of Hingham is charged with having a large arsenal of weapons in his bedroom and threatening to kill police officers. A SWAT team arrested Gilmartin yesterday after receiving tips about Gilmartin's plans. Officers seized rifles, handguns, ammunition, and other military paraphernalia. Quincy auto dealer Dan Quirk has purchased the South Shore Viking Club in Braintree and will tear it down to expand his auto empire. Quirk purchased the two-acre site on Quincy Avenue late last year for $2 million and will spend $1 million to demolish the over 100-year-old building and create a new dealership. The Braintree Historical Commission has approved the plan, saying the building has no significant historical value. Camp Harborview on Long Island in Boston Harbor will not open this summer due to the pandemic. Organizers say it would be impossible to keep children safe during the camp, so instead they'll be distributing summer engagement kits filled with games, toys, books, learning tools, art supplies, and grocery gift cards. Some virtual camp sessions will also be held. A reminder that buses are replacing MBTA Red Line trains between Braintree and Quincy Center stations through July 1st for a major renovation project. Crews are replacing railroad ties, cutting back vegetation, upgrading elevators at the Quincy Adams station, and improving signals. Commuters may take the commuter rail from Braintree to South Station for $2.40, the same price as a one-way subway ride. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, June 25th.